Hello everyone and welcome to our Shaking the System podcast. My name is Sami Syrjälä and I'm here today, 23rd of February, in Helsinki with my fellow podcast hosts Maija Dyrkos and Olivia Masse. In today's podcast episode, we will have a special guest, Maria Hughes, who works as a specialist in Finnish innovation fund Sitra. Maria is a biologist who has worked for several years in the promotion of complex systemic changes and circular economy transition. In her current role, she is working in organizing the World Circular Economy Forum, which is a global event that brings together policymakers, indigenous leaders, youth, businesses, and scholars to discuss about the complex system-level changes. In this episode, Maria will introduce us to her work at Sitra's global collaboration team and her role in organizing the forum. We will discuss about the story and the targets of World Circular Economy Forum, as well as the concrete changes in the organization of the economy that have been achieved with the assistance of World Circular Economy Forum.
So, hi Maria. Thank you very much for accepting our invitation today for our podcast on the World Circular Economy Forum and how it organizes transition towards circular economy and sustainable society. So for a start, can you introduce yourself and explain your role in the organization of the forum?
Sure, great. Nice to meet you and thank you for the invitation. So my name is Maria Hughes and I am working as a specialist at Sitra, the Finnish Innovation Fund, in especially focusing on the global collaboration of Sitra's sustainability work. And related to this, a major part of my work is on related to the World Circular Economy Forum, and especially the content development, the program preparation for the WCF, and in close collaboration with the WCF partners. So one could say that I'm both kind of designing the content for the WCF, but also managing the partner engagements and stakeholders, especially regarding the content that we want to build for the WCF. So, but here also the World Circular Economy Forum is definitely a team effort. So we are a team working on the forum.
Okay, thank you. According to the Ellen MacArthur Foundation, which I think is a partner of the WCF, the circular economy is based on three principles, which are eliminate waste and pollution, circulate products and materials, and regenerate nature. How would you define circular economy and how circular economy can create a sustainable change in your opinion?
This is, I think, a really, really good question. And I think the kind of when talking about the definition of a circular economy, for me, it's really a systemic change and kind of the need to rethink our current linear economic model, the take, make, waste model, to really from product design to product use to product life extension to finally ending the use of products, really to think of how can we increase the circulation of materials and extend the use of them. And in a way, one way of thinking is that now at the moment, natural resources and materials bring value through the, that in a way, the more through the numbers. So the more and more products are produced and more they are used, the more value they bring. And kind of shifting this to providing the services the materials provide. So how to use the materials in a way that they, a single piece of material produces more value to customers, to businesses, to the society. So this is in a way the really having to rethink practically everything from our society.
Okay, and this point of view, do you think it comes from your educational and professional background? And would you say that they influenced your interest towards circular economy? Or
yes, I would say, because I'm a biologist and actually an ecologist by training, and kind of, and especially in ecology, the understanding of ecosystems and how everything circulates. That's in a way also in the background of the circular economy. We talk about industrial ecology. So how can industrial processes mimic ecological processes? And I think this is definitely has impacted my point of view on the circular economy, because I'm not a technical expert, for example. But then at the same time, I also became interested about the circular economy because I got interested on how very easily you talk about environmental protection and then you talk about the rest of the society. But how can change in the society impact the environment in a beneficial way? And I think this is, I found very interesting. And through that, I then kind of got into circular economy.
Okay, so thank you, Maria, for these precisions. And while we did some research, we saw on your presentation on the Citra website that you said you believe that disposable will be a forgotten concept in the future. How is it possible, according to you? Maybe you already explained it a bit in the other question, but how do you think it can be organized to reach such a goal?
Well, let's say that at least this is probably quite utopistic in our current very complex world and long value chains to really, but maybe in a way the thinking there behind it is really this, that how can we design products and think of products so that they aren't used only once, or they don't have only one lifespan, but how can they be used in the future when they are not needed in a certain way? And in a way, the less you need to modify a product before reusing it, the less resources are needed. So that's why reusing a product in that same way is in a way more sustainable than recycling it, though recycling the material is also important. So maybe it's a bit of an ambitious sentence.
Yeah, like creating a second life for the product and thinking of it even in its conception, not only recycling it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Also from my side, Maria, this was very interesting. And especially like the fact that you mentioned that like the circular economy is very like fundamental transition that we have to look at every aspect of society when we are trying to approach this fundamental change in our society. I think that was very inspiring. I wanted to go a bit more in detail into the EWCF as a practical example of something that promotes this transition. I was wondering, like, where did the idea for this forum in the first place, where did it came from? Like, who got the idea, like, let's do something like this on a global level? And maybe if you could also introduce us a bit to the history of WCF, like, how did we get here where we are at the moment with the forum?
Thank you. I think, let's say, kind of in brief, one could say that it has been probably a bit of strategic decision making and also a bit of a happy coincidence and surprise. I have to say that I haven't been working with the WCF from the beginning of it, so I also have kind of, my knowledge is mostly second hand knowledge. But I don't know if there's been a certain person who actually kind of initiated the World Circular Economy Forum. But Citra started working on circular economy in 2014. And in 2016, Citra was the first country to, for example, or Finland was the first country to publish a certain national circular economy roadmap, where Citra had played a big role in working and developing the roadmap. So this and that gained a lot of international interest, and there was clearly a need for a place to come together to seek for solutions for a circle to accelerate the circular economy, to really co-create and collaborate and create the collaboration. And that was the kind of the background of why what has been in the behind of the WCF from the beginning is really to have a platform for collaboration, because the issue is complex and our world is even more complex. Then at the same time, why I said that there was a bit of a strategic thinking is that there has been an ambitious goal to seek go high, and if you think of the name already being relatively ambitious when organized for the first time in 2017, so there was probably a hope to really build something big out of this, but it also has been a great surprise and a great kind of sense of that it actually has expanded so much. And one could say that it is the leading circular economy event of the year and really a global platform. So there have been many, many players behind, but in a way and then here I want to again mention the partners, because one reason that it has created the impact it has and is because it has been seen credible and a relevant player by the partners, and partners are willing to collaborate around the WCF, which then alone, so Citra would not have been able to build this global platform alone either.
Yeah, true. That's also very interesting. I think it also shows like how organically the forum has grown on its own, like that there is clearly a need for such thing to exist that brings the partners together on a global level. I was just wondering, like this is of course one of the goals of the forum, like bring together different stakeholders with different approaches to the same topic. But I was wondering, is there like sort of end goal for the forum, or how would you consider that to be? Like, what is like the kind of like the ultimate point where there would be no need for the forum anymore? Like what are we aiming towards, sort of?
I think that's a good question, and I think one could say that the aim goal would be in really mainstreaming the circular economy, so that we don't need a place for discussing the circular economy, because it's just as taken. I don't, that could be kind of the end goal. I don't know whether it will be there, if that's the reality ever, but maybe also embedding the circular economy, not treating it as a goal in itself, but actually treating it as a tool to face the actual environmental crisis that we are facing, in a way, the degradation that the world is facing and which is threatening human well-being, and circular economy really is a tool more than the goal itself. So in a way, making itself useless at some point.
Yeah, true. Then I was also curious a bit about the partners, who are sort of brought together to accelerate this change. In here, I would like to make a small quote on, I'm sorry for my, if I pronounce their name wrong, but Dr. Didi Noli Ed Ozen, who's chair of the Circular Economy Innovation Partnership in Nigeria. They say that the change can happen so much faster than we think if we have a collaborative, concentrated action that involves all stakeholders. And this is what WCF does, by bringing together many different voices like government, scholar, business leaders, indigenous voices. I was wondering if you could here maybe name some of the partners you work with, and how are you selecting these different partners? And I was just wondering, like, how do you approach them? Like, do they come to you as a interested to accelerate this circular economy transition, or are you like looking for them actively? And yeah, how do you kind of like engage all these partners in the WCF?
That's a good question. And I think, well, one could say that there are many ways, and that the development of the partner, the WCF partner network as it is now, has happened also organically. It has been clear that that we want to have a very broad representation of different sectors in the WCF, which also means in the partner network. So the partner network has representation from the public sector, for example, the European Commission, UN organizations. It has representation from the business sector, for example, the World Business Council for Sustainable Development, and it has partners that are focused on circular economy, for example, the Ellen MacArthur Foundation or the Platform for Accelerating the Circular Economy. So they all, and then there have been, so they all kind of represent different perspectives and different interests to some point. But then at the same time, it has also been really crucial that because the World Circular Economy Forum is organized in different parts of the world, in different countries, that they are not all, the partner network is all not always the same. So local partners come into game that are extremely crucial in the local context. For example, in the World Circular Economy Forum 2021, which was organized by the government of Canada, there was an important, it was important to bring out the Canadian Circular Economy Leadership Coalition, or the City of Toronto, bringing out the city perspective, the natural kind of bringing out partners from the natural resources sector was important. Then again, in Finland, the partners have been different. One partner that I want to also bring out, actually, is, of course, the Finnish government. So as Sitra's mandate is to build a better future for Finland tomorrow, of course, we work closely with our Finnish partners. But so one could say that it has happened now. At this point, there have been partners that have been from the beginning with us. There have been new partners. It changes a bit. And probably even now, still both, that we are approached by partners, but we also approach partners that would fit the certain, that are active, for example, in a certain region. So,
True. They, as you were saying, they probably have very different interests as well, because indeed these are very like large, broad scope of different kind of actors in a society. But I was wondering, maybe is it possible to elaborate a bit, like how do the intentions of different partners play?
Sami, we can't hear you well, I think.
Yeah, you're cutting a bit. But I think if I got right, how do the interests of different partners differ, for example, from business leaders to NGOs to public sector? Was that the question?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not sure if you can hear me now better, but yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think I don't see that they don't have really interests that are crashing in a way, that they are more bringing their voices are a bit different. So, of course, from a business sector, it is important to ensure that the discussion is relevant for businesses and the value added of a circular economy, that it's sure that it talks about the value added, but also the challenges that businesses face. Then on a public sector, also looking at the needed policy developments, and how to increase also social well-being within societies. A lot of kind of NGOs bring out also new thought pieces, so research, kind of studies, researches, case studies. So the voices might differ a bit, but I don't see that we could also say that they have similar opportunities, but also similar challenges. Like one, for example, finance is forever a discussion, because we know that sustainable production requires higher investments in the beginning, and that who finances it? Why? What's the value proposition? Why does it make sense to to finance the sustainable transition. And there, this is a challenge for all sectors, but it's a bit different too. But of course, the perspective of them is different.
Yeah, true. And there's probably, even though there are like these sort of like conflicting interests, there are probably still a lot of like synergies that can be found between the different actors. I was also curious about the kind of like what happens, what kind of changes in a society happens because of the forum. Like, do you know by like if there are any practical examples, like what kind of actions the partners or participants have taken after participating to the forum, being inspired by the message of circular economy? For example, on a business level or by any other level as well?
That's actually a really good question. That's a question that we've been talking about a lot also. And actually, we've been studying kind of the impact, analyzing the impact of the WCF. And I must say that we aren't able to get to the level of how many businesses have changed their business operations because of the WCF. But we have received the feedback and the kind of the results that the WCF affects the discussion around the circular economy, pushing it to a certain level. For example, in 2021, we organized a WCF plus climate, really focusing on how a circular economy can support countries in their achieving their climate goals, and that bringing that discussion is, it's, one cannot say that the WCF alone is bringing the circular economy to the climate negotiations, but there probably has been a role there. Kind of a concrete example of a collaboration is the Nordic Circular Hotspot, which is a Nordic, it's a kind of circular economy community, one could say, of partners from the Nordic countries. And that is actually concretely was launched and developed based on discussions that began in the WCF. So, but because the changes are slow, but maybe one could say that we are, the World Circular Economy Forum plays a role in gearing the discussion to a certain direction and listening to and bringing different actors to the table also. So bringing topics and bringing actors to the discussion.
Yeah, I think it seems like the inclusivity seems to be the one of the defining kind of characters of the forum so far. I was just wondering, because there are like different voices, like I think, for example, considering the indigenous perspectives, those are the kind of perspectives that are not so often maybe included into the discussion about the future of the society, in a sense. I was also wondering, maybe in the future or the coming WCF events, have you considered, on top of all of these that you have already included, to maybe include some different voices? I don't have really a concrete example here, but like to include even like broader spectrum of different voices in the forum, and what could those like potentially be?
Definitely, I think a diversity of voices is definitely something that we are all the time working on and wanting to do. One concrete is youth in a way, and really the future looking viewpoint. Another sector or another voice that I think would be of interest to bring to the table is again that have really underlining that circular economy is a tool for the sustainable development, to bring kind of the biodiversity and the nature discussion to the table now that the world is finally awakening that it's not only the climate changing climate that is threatening human well-being, but also the degradation of ecosystems and biodiversity. And here, how could a circular economy what role does it play in halting biodiversity loss, maybe as a concrete voice, so bringing that point more. And then again, the mainstreaming, so getting the circular economy away from the environmental niche to a mainstream is also something that we are seeking for. So not only having pioneers and front runners talking about it and the systemic change.
Yes, this is very interesting. When you talk about this, like bringing it from the niche to this like fundamental transition that is needed in a society and maybe especially on economy, I was wondering, I did a bit of a research and there was in the online edition of WCF 2020, there was like this focus on rebooting the economy with circular solutions, which to me sounds very like thought-provoking, but I wasn't sure what it means to reboot the economy. So how would you describe this? Like, what does it mean to reboot the economy?
Maybe the WCF online I have to bring to the context of the COVID-19 pandemic. So when the WCF online was organized in September 2020, there were still a lot of question marks on how the pandemic would affect the global economy and global value chains. We knew that there would be effects, and we knew that it would threaten the economy in certain ways and funds to support the rebuilding of the economy would be mobilized. So it's especially linked to this, that there would be a need for a reboot. And there has been. In the end, at the same time, the pandemic is longer than anyone expected in September 2020. And it has kind of normalized. There's a business as usual after the during the pandemic has come, but that the business that to the future business, we saw that there was a possibility to embed the circular economy in the future into the future business as usual. And in a way, I don't kind of to a certain extent, I think this opportunity has been taken. In many ways, the circular economy business models proved to be more resilient with the cuts of the production cuts and lack of materials, but then at the same time, clearly it hasn't been fully realized. So we are still in a very linear economy at the same time.
Yeah, that's very true, and probably the pandemic kind of like gives you this small break to think about like what should we do now when we are in the middle of big economic transition in the first place. So that probably suits very well for the context. I was also curious about the maybe more specifically on the WCF 2021, because there it seemed like the focus was put especially on the kind of like the indigenous knowledge and indigenous way of life and the sort of lessons that can be learned from those kind of perspectives in order to transform our economy, which I think quite often those voices are excluded in this. So I was wondering, how do you see the role of indigenous knowledge in this change making when we are trying to pursue economy that is more circular? And also would be interesting to know kind of like what were the reactions of the other participants in this WCF 2021 when there was this like sort of a different niche or at least a perspective that is considered as a bit of a niche in the society. Like how were these perspectives considered from the other participants?
That's a good question, and I think they were probably in a way of the reactions. I bet it was both welcomed because it brought a new perspective, and the topic of the social impacts of the circular economy is something that is understood that is not yet discussed enough, and one could say that this is linked to that also, and So I think there were positive, very positive voices, but also I'm sure that there were some critiques that how does this fit into the actual, what's the business potential and the economic value of the circular economy. So both ways, but I personally, I found it actually very eye-opening. Then if in a way that what is the other question, that how to embed, kind of how to bring it into the circular discussion, kind of how to bring the indigenous knowledge into the circular discussion, wasn't that the other question?
Yeah, exactly. And how do you see it personally as well?
Yeah. No, I think I see it's very important, and I see it in a way, if going back to the mimicking circular economy, mimicking ecological circles, it's kind of also that in waste is not a very indigenous concept. Waste is something that has been created through our industrial processes. Then at the same time, so the thinking of reusing, using materials longer, getting value from something else than mass-produced products is definitely of use. But I do see the challenges, especially if we think of our current global value chains and in a way the long complexity that I must say I don't know exactly what role would indigenous knowledge play in when increasing the circularity of global value chains of everyday life. Yes, there, that I'm sure that it can be embedded into some parts of life more than others, but definitely something that the message was extremely important, and I think one message that was brought up in the WCF 2021, which is important, is the kind of the voices of the vulnerable groups, voices of minorities. We know that climate change affects, for example, indigenous communities more and threatens indigenous ways of life. So those voices have to be listened to and brought to the table. And I think that is something that was a strong message, and I completely agree with it.
Yeah, and I think also there might be the kind of like what is sort of the issue is that the concept that we use, like circular economy, they might be sort of different than those that are used in the indigenous cultures. Like there might be this kind of like things that we have to define in order to make change are kind of like self-evident in some of these cultures. So I think one of the issues could be also that it's maybe hard to find a common language when talk about these kind of challenges. I'm not sure if that's something you agree on.
Yes, I absolutely agree, and I think that is something that is in a way also bringing the different voices to the table. So actually also changing what is valued, what is understood, what is the kind of what is seen as normal, and there that's a very good point, and I completely agree that there is also a kind of there's a risk of misunderstanding, but there's a possibility of really broadening the point of views.
Yeah, true. I was also wondering, speaking of the broadening the perspectives, you said earlier that it's a bit tricky to kind of like measure what kind of actions have been taken as a result of the WCF, but Do you have any I'm just curious, do you have any like practical examples, like what kind of maybe actions have been taken as the result of including such voices, like such indigenous perspectives, like has it made any, I don't know, other members to kind of like change the way that they, I don't know, operate or see the world, or do you have any information about this kind of like possible changes that have been resulted from including these indigenous voices into the discussion?
That's a really good question, and I must say I cannot say that I have firsthand knowledge. What I would like to estimate or bring out is first of all that again the changes. The WCF is not operating on its own, and I think more also on a global scale, the role of indigenous knowledge, indigenous communities, and the importance of listening to different groups is increasing, and that also reflects to the circular economy. So some changes are also impacted there. So therefore, I would see, in a way, concrete examples I've come across, for example, experts speaking in sessions really about indigenous knowledge that might not have been there otherwise. And there maybe the World Circular Economy Forum has played a role. But unfortunately, I don't really know that concrete, very tangible examples. So.
Okay. Thank you very much from my side for this very interesting discussions.
Yeah, thank you, Maria. I liked what you said about indigenous communities. Was very interesting. Indeed, these communities have had a circular way of living since time immemorial, and which is in constant and reciprocal relationship with their environment, which is very unlike us in our societies. And I recently read an essay by, sorry if I said it wrong, but by Ernstrom Fuentes, Maria, and Jas Kleinen, and they developed a definition of a responsible organizing for a living earth based on the intradependent reciprocal relations that people together with non-human actors hold toward each other while sustaining the wider web of life on the planet. And because they studied the indigenous communities and their way of living. And do you think that, given the influence of capitalist elites and multinationals today, do you think that the decision makers will agree and take the risk to bring about these necessary changes in time to transform the lifestyles to circular organization closer to those of indigenous people?
That's again really, really a good question. I would like to say yes. I would like to say that the kind of the sense of urgency is would affect would really affect and impact decision makers to support changes in lifestyles. But then at the same time, I think the sense of urgency has been here for the last 30 years, and we are still talking about the sense of urgency. So this is, in a way, I don't know what needs to happen. I'm sure that it has to happen at some point, but I don't know what needs to happen, and therefore also kind of keeping up the how does a circular economy fit into our current society, our current societal values, and slowly pushing our current values towards more indigenous values would be maybe the kind of road that I'd see. I can see that we lost. But yeah, this is, I think, someone said, I think it was really well said, that when the COVID pandemic came up.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No worries. No worries. No. So well, I think you're recording, so I won't repeat everything I said. But what I wanted to, so I'm a bit concerned of. Because we've had the sense of urgency for 30 years, and here we are. So what is the change that is needed, and will it happen on time? Because so that the humanity has a future. But then at the same time, under the COVID pandemic, it was very interesting, and that when really a crisis that is seen to be a crisis throughout the society is has come, and how it impacts the kind of how everything stops and everything can be rethought and everything can be kind of really shifted to a new way. And suddenly in 2 weeks, we were all sitting at home and we were not kind of the entire global world just shut down. I hope that the global world doesn't have to shut down, but it's interesting that our world can actually act and react when needed. But when will that happen is another question.
Yeah, it's really interesting, and it gives hope that to realize that when we don't have a choice and we can really make the change which are needed to create a better future. And so during this specific WCF, we saw that five priorities on circular economy actions have been identified, such as uplifting indigenous leadership or implementing circular procurement, taxation, investment and trade policies, and others. And in your opinion, who do you think can and will lead those changes to achieve the given objectives, and how can it be organized and led?
Here, I can say that first of all, I think it's clear that we cannot, unfortunately, name one leader or even one. Yeah, we can maybe name a sector, that it's the public sector, it's the kind of national governments that lead policy developments, that initiate, that support initiatives for a circular economy. Businesses, businesses can innovate solutions in line with a circular economy, but they need the initiative and they need the reason to do that. Well, does that come from the finance sector? Does that come from the public sector? What is the role of research that brings out new or kind of research institutes that bring out new studies, new findings, because the sciences are always developing. So these cannot be achieved, kind of worked on in silos, and they cannot be achieved by one entity. I want to bring up actually, because this is when I went through the questions and a kind of bit of a preparing, and I remember that actually the Director for Sustainability Solutions, Mari Pantsar, discussed this topic in a panel discussion in the WCF 2021. So I thought that I can also kind of a bit refer to what she was saying with her experience. And one thing that she was very much bringing up when asked about who is the leader in the circular economy, was very much strongly underlining that there is not really one leader who can change, but that we all play a role. And in a way, we play a role, everyone from decision makers to businesses to researchers to us individuals. But then at the same time, the bigger responsibility is with those with the biggest power. So then leadership taken power lies across the society in the decision makers within businesses, and that we kind of have to also underline that we have to all take action, and our motivations to taking action, and I'm talking about us, but I'm kind of talking about organizations, differ, but the responsibility lies most with those also with the most power, because they have the biggest power to make change also. And yeah, but then not forgetting the role of us individuals also.
Yeah, we can all lead the sustainable transition. But thank you for your time and your response or your answers. It was very interesting. I have just one last question to sum up all you just said. So in your opinion, how can we organize the transition towards a circular economy? And more specifically, how can we as students be part of this transition, according to you?
Well, I think a kind of I think I maybe answered a bit the kind of the organizing of the transition to a circular economy, that it can happen. It should happen within sectors again. So if it, it should happen within regions that have their regional differences, it should happen among in the kind of in the collaboration among regions and sectors. So it should happen on many fronts. And we cannot have one leader. Also really kind of here one could also say that is it us who kind of in with the 1% of the globe from but who consumes the majority of natural resources, what role should we play? It's a kind of that's a question that I think remains to be a bit answered. But then in a way, when thinking of the role of students, and I think one concrete example that came into mind is also the kind of, well, the innovation and the open-mindedness. So kind of also thinking of the circular economy and its concepts throughout the studies, maybe questioning a bit of what is, not taking everything as given, but also questioning that what will it mean in the future, in our future, when we know that at the moment we are not on the way to a 1.5 degree path in climate change, the natural resource consumption is a kind of creates even up to 90% of biodiversity loss. We are kind of really on a tipping point. So there, how to bring that into reality based on the information that is also kind of given. And then the kind of that it's in the end students or youth who will have to live with the consequences. So also taking part in discussions and demanding to be part of the discussions is something that I'm happy to see that is increasing and should increase. And finally also open-mindedness. So kind of because being aware of the diversity across the globe and in a way the reality that the majority of people, that the ones who are impacted by for example climate change are not the ones who are actually affecting it, and just kind of having this, keeping that in mind.
Okay, thank you very much, Maria, for your time and your answers again. It was really nice of you to accept to be a part of our podcast, so thank you very much.
No worries, this was interesting. I hope that you got something out of this, and thanks for the invitation. So
you have listened to Checking the System, a podcast series about concrete solutions to organize sustainable development. For this episode, focused on circular economy, we were pleased to welcome Maria Juch, who worked for the content development of the World Circular Economy Forum, organized by the Finnish Innovation Fund, CITRA. Maria stressed the urgency of rethinking our current linear economy model and bringing circular economy into the mainstream. Circular economy should be considered as a tool rather than a goal to face the actual environmental crisis which is threatening human well-being. Every stakeholder, from the business sector to the public sector to the indigenous communities, should be included in this rethinking, as diversity leads to open-mindedness, inspiration, innovation and change. That is exactly what the World Circular Economy Forum does by bringing a wide range of actors to the discussion. Thank you very much for listening and hope to see you soon for our next edition of Shaking the System.